بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد ابن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Of course, today is Friday, which is why we are gathered here at this hour. But today is a different type of Friday. Today is a different Friday. It's Black Friday. It's the Friday when retailers offer big deals and shoppers just go crazy, right? And it's known as the traditional start to the Christmas shopping season. It originated in the United States, but has now spread into Canada as well, catching on especially over the last couple of years. And it seems like this year it has really caught on now, and perhaps even more popular than Boxing Day, right? And if you're looking for deals, I wouldn't suggest waiting until Boxing Day, because last time my observations were that Black Friday had better deals than Boxing Day. Okay. A couple of years back, I had to get my winter tires installed. So after Fajr, I went to the auto center at one of the major retailers. And this is, by the way, a little secret in case you're those types who want to line up. Right? You can usually get stuff online anyway, but if you really want to, you know, experience it and you want to line up, when they have an auto center in the store, there's usually a side door. Okay, and if that door opens at the same time as the store opens, you can get in from there and skip the whole line. And I found out about this by mistake, because I wasn't there to line up. I didn't even realize what was happening. I just went, auto center opened, I went inside, and right in front of me was the electronics section, and I could have gone if I wanted to, but then I see this whole horde of people running in from the main door, right, which is further away. So that's a little tip in case you want to get in there, inshallah. And this morning as well, so I like to do these observations. So after Fajr, I drove around, and actually I was sleepy, so I said, let me just go to one store. Most unlikely place. Even outside of the real Canadian superstore, people were lined up. Yeah, there was a lineup at 6:45 this morning when I went, and people were probably there from earlier. And, you know, when we see this, what did I observe anyway, when I was inside the store before? People were picking up anything they could find. You know, TVs, toolboxes, portable DVD players. It's like it was going like it's free candy. You know, like how kids go after free candy. People just picking it up, right? Just pick up anything. Because, you know, you want to show at least you got something, even if you didn't get what you were looking for. But here in Canada, it's not as bad as it is in the U.S. You know, because there are people camped out. I was listening to the news this morning. There's one guy who was camped outside of Best Buy for 12 hours, 12 days. Forget about 12 hours. For 12 days, these guys being camped out outside of a Best Buy so he could get the first chance, you know, to get these deals. SubhanAllah. Right? And people are making strategies, and I've heard, I haven't been in the U.S. for Black Friday, but it appears that you even have to guard the items you have in your cart, because somebody might just come along and snatch it out of your cart. You know, and people actually get into fights. I know, I'm serious. Like, it becomes a serious security issue, because there's actually fights that break out for these items. And the stores are opening, you know, sometimes at 4 a.m. there, even midnight. So all of this activity is happening because people know that there's something valuable to gain. And if they make the effort, if they are there early enough, they can save some money. They can save some dollars. And especially those who may be on a tight budget and they need to do their holiday shopping, you know, this is the time when they can score a big gift for their family, maybe for their loved ones, in a way that they can actually afford. And once the sale is over, the items are sold out, that's it. You know, you've lost the opportunity. Right? You go online, the sites open up at midnight, you go in at 2 a.m., let's say you woke up for tahajjud, right? And you go, you say, okay, let me check, and things are gone, right? It's sold out. Okay? Oh, it's gone. There's no point, you just forget about the, you know, of getting that deal. Now, most of the people who have snagged a deal, you know, are most likely going to be very excited. They're going to go to work, You're going to tell your family members, you're going to post online, you know, I lined up, I went online, I got this deal, I picked up this, you know, video game console, I picked up this TV, I picked this up, I picked that up. Right? You're going to be bragging about it and be happy about it. And some will be buying to feel good and to feel happy. This phenomena actually exists, right? I actually got an email once from one of the retailers, and it actually mentioned, you know, retail therapy. What is it called? Retail therapy. So if you're feeling down, if you feel like there's something wrong in your life, and you know, you're feeling distressed or feeling depressed or whatever it is, which of course may be very serious, but what's the solution? The suggested solution is you go and shop. Retail therapy. So you go around and you shop and you spend money and then you'll feel good about yourself. SubhanAllah. So the thing is that we want to be happy. People want to be happy, and there are many things that make us unhappy. There are many things that stress us out. We are stressed out generally for various reasons, to varying levels, and many times people are generally unhappy. So we try to find ways to be happy. And many times we turn to buying material things, to this retail therapy. Or we buy things and we gift them to people, which is of course good. But the question is, if you buy something, or if you gift something to someone, ask yourself, how long does this excitement, this feeling of happiness actually last for? How long does it actually last? We've all bought something before, which we were excited about, or we were gifted something that we were very happy about. How long did that feeling actually last for? You know, for children, sometimes it's a few hours, maybe even a few minutes, right? And they start playing with the box. Okay? For adults, maybe a little bit longer. You got that new car, you got that new TV, you got that new gadget, phone. Okay, maybe you're happy about it for maybe a day, you know, a few days, maybe a week, maybe a month. But then it wears off. The problem is, my brothers and sisters, is that we have started to rely on temporary things, on material things, as our primary source for seeking contentment and seeking satisfaction. And this is a problem, which means that we are discontented about what we currently have. We feel dissatisfied with our current state. Whatever device we're using, whatever car we're driving, whichever house we're living in, whatever we're wearing, we feel like this is not good enough. There's something better out there that I should have. There's something better out there that I should be working towards. There's something else out there that I should have, that I feel like I need to have, but I don't have. And this leads to a feeling of dissatisfaction and discontent. And we are fed the idea that if we have many things that we like and that we want, that are, you know, name brand, that are of good quality, we will feel like we are rich. We will feel like we are rich. And rich equals happy, right? If you're rich, you're happy. Well, this is what we are fed, right? The Prophet ﷺ has taught us that ليس الغنى عن كثرة العرب ولكن الغنى غنى النفس. That richness is not in the quantity of possessions that one has. Richness is not in the quantity of possessions that one has. Rather, the true richness is the richness of oneself, or contentment. And this is recorded by Imam Bukhari in his Sahih. So don't tie your happiness to the richness of having lots of things. This is a false concept. This is falsehood. The idea that we need to have a lot of things to be happy. Instead, be rich inside. Be content. And feel rich with whatever you have. So what did we learn from the Prophet ﷺ? That richness lies in your attitude regarding material things. Not in the actual possession. Richness lies in the attitude that we have towards material possessions, and not just in accumulating and amassing many possessions. So my brothers and sisters, don't tie your happiness. Let us not tie our happiness with keeping up with the latest trends, with the hottest items. You can feel rich and satisfied even if you don't have any of those things. The feeling of richness and of happiness and content is not tied by any means to the latest trends and having the hottest, you know, items and the biggest ticket items. And if we end up playing this game, it's really a game. If we play this game of trying to keep up, of trying to go after the trends because we want to be happy, then remember that you will always feel poor and needy. You will always feel poor and needy. Always will have the need or feel the need for something new, something better, and something more trendier. Right? This will continue. This cycle will continue. It's not like it's going to stop. Right? It's not like when you get the best phone on the market, or the best TV, or the best gadget on the market, that it's going to stop. Most of you are tech workers. You know something else is going to come up. It's actually already in the pipeline. Actually already could have come out. But it's not. Right? Because the production cycle and the process of developing new products has to be slowed down. You can't just continue to, you know, keep moving ahead, because you know you got to monetize it at every single level. And this is how it works. And this life itself is a temporary game, is a delusion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد. So know well that the worldly life is just, you know, but a play and amusement. What is it? A play and amusement. A show of beauty. An exchange of boastful claims between you. And a competition of increases in things related to our riches, wealth, and our children. Right? So these are the things we like to brag about. We compete with one another. Somebody else has something. Ooh, that person got this. Now I need to get that too. Oh, this has come out on the market. Oh, I need to upgrade. Even though things are working fine, there's no problem. Right? But you need to upgrade. Now it's there. Everyone else has it. You know, this, I feel like I'm missing something. I need to move up to the next level. Right? So it's a competition of increases in things. And an exchange of boastful claims. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a beautiful example. كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارُ نَبَاتُهُ ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا. All of this, like a rain. Rain falls down, the growth of which attracts the farmers. See, it has rain, now there's going to be crops. Right? So they grow. But then what happens? It withers, and you see it turning yellow, and then it becomes straw. So it's there, people are attracted towards it. You may get some benefit from it as well, but then eventually it dies off. It's just empty, you know, yellow straw. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on at the end of the ayah, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. That the worldly life is nothing but a material of delusion. What is it? Nothing but a material of delusion. Right? It's like a mirage. Are you driving on the highway? It's hot outside and you feel like there's a puddle up ahead. And you're wondering, how can there be a puddle in the heat when it's 35 degrees outside, right? 40 with the humidex. How can you have a puddle in the heat, right, on the highway? And then you get there and you realize, oop, okay, it wasn't. It was just a mirage. It was just an illusion. Right? So the life of this world is like that as well. When we wake up, when we truly wake up in the hereafter, after we have passed away, if we truly wake up, we realize, oh, so that was just like nothing. That was just like, you know, a passing moment. That was just a few hours, a few minutes. And all of those choices I made, most of them actually didn't really do me any good. Didn't do me any benefit. So this, what we're living in, is a type of delusion. It's temporary, so don't become attached to it. Now that's not to say that our material possessions don't serve a purpose. Of course, they definitely, many of them, or at least some of them, do serve a purpose. But their purpose is not to give us happiness. Their purpose is not to give happiness. So detach them from your emotions. Don't get emotionally entangled in material things. And don't get me wrong, you know, gift giving is something which is great. In fact, you know, encouraged. The Prophet ﷺ encouraged the giving of gifts. It increases love. Mutual love between people, right? And it's natural to have excitement and happiness when we have something new, right? And of course we should spend in a balanced way on the things that we need. And in fact, this is another part of the guidance of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with wealth, then we should use that wealth properly. We should not be stingy, right? Go ahead and buy good quality items that you need. Spend. Dress nicely. Wear nice shoes. Wear nice clothes. There's nothing wrong with doing that. But do not waste. Do not waste and do not allow it to grow arrogance inside of the heart. So take advantage of deals. So if you're looking for to buy something and you know you're going to need to get something and you need it, and if you buy it 2 months later, it's going to be more expensive than it is today, most likely, then go ahead. If it's a good deal, you go ahead for things that you need to get, you go ahead and you buy, no problem. Right? And that's fine. But you don't want to overspend unnecessarily. You don't want to overspend unnecessarily. But also, my brothers and sisters, let us understand what is actually happening. Okay? So businesses, obviously, are looking to increase sales. They're looking to convince more people to buy. So they want you to make emotions. They want you and I to make decisions based on emotions. Decisions based on emotions. Not rational decisions. Okay, emotional decisions. Because it is easier. Now, I worked in marketing, right? So that's why I'm speaking from a marketer's perspective. Okay, so it's easier to get a sale through emotions. And it's more challenging to convince rationally. Okay? So that's why, you know, if you're involved in real estate or you sold a house or something, sometimes they'll actually recommend that, you know, if you're having open house or something in your home, you know, some agents will actually get you to either spray something that smells like, you know, freshly baked cookies or something, or actually bake some cookies. Right? So people walk inside the home, and first of all, you got to stage it first, right? So if you have an empty house, you know, who wants to? It's not emotionally appealing, right? So you stage the house, right? It's not actually how you're living, but you stage it, so it looks like, you know, it's very nice, appealing. And then when the people walk in through the door, and they go, ah, it smells so nice, freshly baked cookies. Who doesn't want freshly baked cookies? Fresh apple pie smells so appealing. And then the entire house, even though it has nothing to do with the smell, it has nothing to do with the furniture, because it's going to be gone anyway when you buy the house, but it starts feeling appealing. It starts looking emotionally appealing. So it's easier to get a sale through emotions, more challenging to convince someone rationally to make a sale. And one of the ways that they do that is to convince you that you need what they're selling. To convince you that you actually need what they're selling. And that as a result of using the service or the product, you will be happier, you will feel more content, you will feel better about yourself. But at the end of the day, that's what a marketer is working at. That whatever I'm trying to sell, whatever I'm trying to promote, you need this. And when you go for it, you're going to feel better. You're going to have a better life. You're going to be happier. You're going to be more satisfied. This is why you'll see, you know, commercials, ads, generally they have what? Blue skies, smiling, you know, laughing people, pleasant sounding tunes. Why? So that it appeals to your heart. It's all about the heart. We've talked about this before. So that it appeals to the heart. And you can't, you know, we can't blame businesses for wanting to be more successful. No, they're just promoting their self-interest. And Islamically as well, we know that honest trade is a great thing. Honest trade is a great thing. If someone does business and trade and does it honestly, you know, it's a source of you know, it can be a source of great halal income, of rizq, and of barakah as well. So it's great. But here what we're talking about is something much more than just trade, than just honest trade. We're talking about creating demand. So manufacturing reasons and brainwashing people into believing that they need something, and they need things when they don't. Right? Smart, right? You gotta give them credit for that. Okay? So I'm thinking, I'm trying to sell something, it's not selling, or I want to sell more. So how can I convince people? How can I create reasons so that people buy more? Right? And this is really what commercialism and materialism is about. And it's in the business's self-interest that, you know, that they also try to capitalize on every holiday, every occasion, and get people to buy and to buy and to buy. And this has already happened for many of the Christian holidays here, unfortunately. Right? We see that holidays becoming commercialized. And we're seeing a move towards that for our Islamic holidays as well, especially in some of the Muslim societies and countries. As individuals, we need to be looking out for our interests, not the interests of big businesses. Okay, the big businesses are looking out for their interests. They're trying to make the most money. We also need to look for our interests. It's not in our interest to lose the essence of the blessed month of Ramadan. It's not in our interest to lose the essence of Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, and allow these holidays, these noble, you know, holidays, to be hijacked by big business. It's not in our interest to make purchases based on emotion. It's not in our interest to seek satisfaction and contentment and happiness through material items. You know, like I said, giving gifts is great. So if you're giving gifts, you know, let us focus on the things that people actually need and that they like, right? That could actually benefit in some way. And these could be material, and actually in many cases, they may not even be material needs and desires. It may actually be a need for our time, especially with our family members. The need for our attention, our love, and our respect. You know, we feel bad we were not able to spend time with our families. We feel bad for our children, so we try to make up for it by giving them material things. But that's not actually what they need. They need us, not the toy. They need our time, not the gadget. They need the connection with their parents, with their father and their mother. Quality time. Quality lessons. Memories. Right? These are the things that are going to benefit them in the long run, inshallah. So my brothers and sisters, before we make a purchase, let us think about it rationally, not emotionally. And let's not make material and temporary things the source of contentment and happiness, because that contentment and happiness that comes from material things will also be temporary. Will also be temporary. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَلَعِبًا وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Then this life of the world is only amusement and play. Verily the home of the hereafter of the akhirah is the real life, if they only knew. So my brothers and sisters, let us try to eradicate the love of material things from our heart. Let us try to purify our hearts from it and see things for what they truly are. You know, these gadgets that we want to spend hundreds of dollars for, most of you probably know how much they actually really truly cost. If you open them up, the components, we know what they're made of. Right? So see things for what they actually are, not what they're portrayed to be. And think of the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He rejected materialism. He had an opportunity. The beloved Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had an opportunity that if he wanted, entire mountains could have been turned into gold for him. But he rejected that opportunity because this is not why he was sent. This is not why we have been sent. This is not our purpose and this is not our mission in this life. And rather, he adopted simplicity. He adopted simplicity even though he had the chance of the opportunity to adopt luxury. But he rejected that. He adopted simplicity. Right? So build a connection of love with him. We're looking for satisfaction. We're looking for things, people to love. Build a connection of love with him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with Allah azza wa jal, first and foremost. They should be taking up the space inside our hearts. They should be the ones who are dear inside our hearts, not these material things. Because these material things, they distract us from our true purpose. And the things we should have a permanent home in our hearts. Like the love of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the love for the material things is usually a very little or no long-term benefit. And of course, use it. I'm not saying you cut yourself off, throw your phone away and just, you know. No, we use it. But don't get emotionally attached to material things and make them a source of contentment. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this should be noted by all of us, that what I am concerned most is the flourishment and the beauty of this world will be available for you. What I am concerned most about is that the flourishment and the beauty of this world will become available for you. The riches of this world will open up to you. And what happens as a result? We get distracted. We get distracted by the glamour and the glitter. Distracted from the true purpose and the true mission of why we have been sent by Allah Azza wa Jal. Seek contentment, my brothers and sisters, only through the one who is permanent. And that is Allah Azza wa Jal. Make His remembrance, His love, obedience towards Him the source of happiness. The things that He likes, helping others, giving charity, helping someone in need, making amends between people, reconciling between people, spreading peace and spreading love. Let's find contentment and happiness in doing that. And inshallah, that contentment and happiness that comes out of that will be permanent, inshallah. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. For without doubt, in the remembrance of Allah, do hearts find satisfaction. If you want contentment, if you want satisfaction, it's not going to come by shopping. It's not going to come by having a lot of nice, you know, shiny objects in your possession. It's going to come permanently only and only through the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. So let us buy for our needs, not for satisfaction. If you need satisfaction, if you need peace, if you need fulfillment, then let us increase the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And remembrance that is done with the heart. Right? The tongue, but also with the heart. Right? If you're doing it with the tongue, but we're just like browsing online. Okay, so the heart needs to be engaged as much as possible. That not to say that we shouldn't do it at all, if our heart is not engaged, but we should aim to do it in a way that our heart is engaged. If you see good deals, and hopefully you will, before you spend, and before you shop, first think about what you need. First think about what you need. What do you want? What do you need and what do you want? There's a difference between the two. So what do you need? What do you want? Why? Why do you want something? Why do you need something? What are the pros and the cons? Make a calculation in your mind. And before buying, then think again, what are you buying? Why are you buying it? Do you need it or do you want it? How might it benefit you? And how can it harm you? You know, some people, I've mentioned this once before, people are like, you know, you're bad for the economy, you know. Because, you know, you're going to make people think so much and they're going to stop buying, it's going to be bad for our businesses. But I'm telling you, this is the way to go. Because otherwise, you know, we're destroying our lives, unfortunately. Credit card bills piling up, even within the Muslim community. Tens of thousands. Debt crises. Right? Because we're distracted. We don't realize what we're doing. And that's what they like. You know, if you pay your credit card bills on time, you know what happens? You always get these checks. Right? Balance transfer, 0%. Do it, do it. You're not biting, right? The bait is there. You're not biting. So they keep trying to get you. Okay, so be careful about these things, my brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify our hearts. May Allah azza wa jal give us the ability to see things for how they truly are. May Allah azza wa jal give us the ability to discern, distinguish between our needs and our wants. And may He make us among those whose hearts are filled with His love and the love of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May He purify our hearts from the love of material things and the dunya. Ameen wa khidawa. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. A couple of quick announcements, inshallah. So this evening we will be having a special lecture by yours truly, inshallah. I will be giving that.